Since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, power struggles have intensified among old political groups and emerging parties in Iraq. Many of the factions have armed militias, and as NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Baghdad, the increasing number and power of the militias could hamper the U.S. military's efforts to bring calm to Iraq.
At the Hekmar Mosque, in a poor and filthy neighborhood of Baghdad, hundreds of armed men dressed in civilian clothes roam through the thick crowd of worshippers. They're Shia Muslim militiamen. Their job is to maintain security. They watch out for rival armed groups, says one young gun-toting man who didn't want his name used.
I was hired by the mosque to guard against Saddam's fedayeen and Arab groups who are paid to attack us.
Remnants of Saddam Hussein's forces remain, but they represent only one faction among many that have cropped up in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities since British and American forces took over the country. And there's great concern that pockets of armed militia groups will proliferate. Hassero Jaff is a spokesman for the Kurdish Democratic Party.
If there's no American existing right now, they are leaving this country, a lot of troubles will exist. So militias, armed militias will exist around the parties.
Only one of the militias in Iraq is sanctioned by the U.S. military. The Free Iraqi Fighters, or FIF, is the armed wing of the former exiled opposition party, the Iraqi National Congress. About 1,800 FIF soldiers now work alongside U.S. troops in several Iraqi cities. And that's just the beginning, says INC spokesman Zab Setna.
The plan is to start taking recruits, and we're discussing this with the United States at the moment, and we can put together a force of 15,000 in 45 days. We're overwhelmed with applications.
Setna envisions the FIF becoming the nucleus of a new Iraqi army, along with other opposition forces. And he says there is no room for private or independent armies in a democratic Iraq. But in the absence of a civil authority, the number of organized militias is growing and becoming much more visible. Just in the neighborhood around the Hekmar Mosque, organizers say there are more than 5,000 armed men. They say they're loyal to and take their orders from religious leaders in the holy city in Najaf in southern Iraq. But there are other Shia Muslim militias throughout Iraq. The best organized and trained is the Badr Brigade. The Shia force is backed by Iranian clerics who distrust the American presence in Iraq. Another group with links to Iran are the Mujahideen Khalq. The dissident Iranians, who have been out of favor with Tehran for more than two decades, were armed and trained by Saddam and now appear to be in hiding, says INC spokesperson Setna.
They're heavily armed, they're vicious fighters, they're totally under the control of Saddam's regime, and many of them left in anticipation of this war, but the ones who are remaining have nowhere to go, and so they'll be a tough nut to crack.
Setna says that disarming and dismantling the militias is a key step to creating democracy in Iraq. But it could be tricky to get militias to hand over their weapons, particularly if their leaders neither trust nor like the American military presence in Iraq. Sheikh Mohammed Fartouzi, a Shiite cleric, warned the Americans to tread carefully. Fartouzi spoke shortly after being detained by the Americans for 36 hours.
This time, when they arrested us, people reacted peacefully. But next time, they will be angrier and they will deal with the Americans more forcefully. The people of Iraq are very aware of what's going on, and they know how to use guns. They can use weapons against anybody.
For the moment, the U.S. military says it has more immediate concerns than armed militias in Iraq, such as restoring basic services. Electricity and clean water remain at the top of the list of urgent needs, and rebuilding parts of the country, says U.S. Army Captain Rick Thomas.
It is certainly a threat to the continued security and stability within Iraq that I think over time will address.
The American military may not get to decide when to deal with the militias. As the various parties continue to stake their claims, organized groups of armed men will likely become a greater consideration and concern as the U.S. tries to bring an easier peace to Iraq. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Baghdad.